This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. A US judge has said he'll order the Trump administration to halt some elements of its attempt to dismantle the US Agency for International Development. Judge Carl Nichols said he would issue a temporary restraining order in response to a lawsuit filed by unions. It comes hours before virtually all USAID staff were to be placed on administrative leave. Peter Bowes has more details.
He has issued what's described as a temporary restraining order that would block just over 2,000 employees from being put on administrative leave. He'll decide later on whether 500 who are already on leave would remain there or be reinstated. And for the rest of the, more than 6,000 workers, it is now unclear after the court's intervention.
The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has told business leaders in Toronto Donald Trump is serious about wanting to make Canada a US state. Mr. Trudeau said the threat was a real thing and was motivated by a desire to get hold of Canada's mineral wealth. He made the remarks after journalists had left the room, but they were picked up by a microphone that had been left on. Hamas has published the names of three male Israeli hostages it's due to release from captivity on Saturday. The group said Israel was expected to free 183 Palestinian prisoners in exchange, the fifth transfer since the ceasefire came into effect 3 weeks ago. Michael Levy is the brother of Or Levy, one of the hostages on the list.
I can't even start to describe the emotions, the excitement, how happy we are that it's finally close to be over. Now we are waiting to hug him. We knew it might happen in the next few weeks. We didn't expect it to be tomorrow.
About 100,000 people have turned out in Slovakia to protest against the policies of Prime Minister Robert Fico, accusing him of building closer ties with Russia. The protests were organised by a pro-Ukraine group. As Rob Cameron reports, protesters in the capital Bratislava shouted, "Slovakia is Europe and enough of Fico."
Robert Fico has tried in vain to deter Slovaks from attending these mass protests held against what organisers say is his abandonment of Western values, diplomatic war against Ukraine and rapprochement towards Vladimir Putin. If anything, this evening's peaceful rallies were larger, with up to 45,000 in the capital Bratislava alone.
Mr. Fico has claimed without evidence that the demonstrations were part of a plot to depose him because of his opposition to arming Ukraine. World News from the BBC. France has opened an investigation into Elon Musk's social media platform X over allegations it distorted its algorithms to manipulate discussions taking place there. Reports from a French lawmaker allege that biased algorithms were likely to have affected the operation of the platform. There has been no comment from X. North Korea says its nuclear weapons are not designed to be a bargaining chip, but for use in combat against enemies that threaten its people and world peace. The remarks by Pyongyang's state-controlled news agency cited NATO and EU calls for complete disarmament. Russia's Ministry of Defence has said its troops have captured the largely destroyed eastern Ukrainian town of Toretsk. The town has been the focus of a Russian offensive lasting months. Here's Danny Eberhard.
Toretsk has been devastated by months of Russian bombardment. Drone footage in recent months has shown a ghost town of smashed, burnt and gutted apartment blocks. Towards the end of last month, a leading US-based think tank, the Institute for the Study of War, was predicting its fall within days. But Ukrainian resistance continued in small parts of the town. Some reports indicate this continues to be the case. A reputable Ukrainian war mapping project, Deep State, says that although the centre of Toretsk is almost entirely under Russian control, clashes continue.
The transgender actress Carla Sofia Gascón is to stop campaigning for the movie Emilia Perez, in which she plays the lead role, ahead of the Oscars next month. The film, about a Mexican drug lord who changes gender, has received 13 nominations. Social media posts have emerged in which Ms. Gascón criticised Islam and George Floyd, the man whose murder by police sparked the Black Lives Matter movement. Ms. Gascón has denied being racist. BBC News.